Rick Violet on the line now from Florida. Rick, really appreciate you taking a few minutes.
It's usually a good sign when I'm on the radio. So,
well, let's hope we're your lucky charm today.
Thank you. Yeah, he's doing great, and get his career restarted and see where we belong.
2-1 morning line favorite for the Holy Bull. It is Upstart. He hasn't started since finishing third behind Texas Red in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. What have these past couple of months been like for Upstart?
Well, we gave him 4 weeks off right after the Breeders' Cup. We sent him down to the Palmettos and let him get turned out in the porta paddocks down there and just walk around the shed row. And he started him back up and kind of wanted to follow his lead, see how much training he might need to get back to the races and how quickly he'd come around. I really thought I might have to wait until the withers, but his last two breezes really kind of at least indicated that we were ready to roll, at least to get back into action.
Rick Violet Jr. here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rick, look back on that Breeders' Cup Juvenile for a moment and share your thoughts on his performance that day. I thought it was really solid.
It was. You know, we were up against it with the post position. It was an awful post. And he doesn't break really sharply, and he didn't again that day. So we went wide first turn, wide second turn, up. You know, to that point of the day, it looked like the speed was incredibly speed favoring, and actually even the Classic would look like that way. And there's no question that we thought we had to be basically pointing at somebody's throat, turning the home, that if you had a lot to do, it was going to be too much to do. Texas Red, ran just, he freaked that day like an Arazi. But, looking at the previous races, it looked like you had to be turning up a home, you had to be in the mix. So we probably end up moving a little early and circle horses there. And what I really liked about the performance is that, he gets blown by Texas Red. He gets bumped at the eighth pole. And that's supposed to take the steam out of most horses. They're supposed to they've made their run. And he didn't. He went on and opened up, and then we get nailed. Last jump for second, but I thought he showed a whole lot of courage that day, a race that really, really kind of demanded a superhuman effort to get there first, especially from that post position.
Obviously, you'd love to win the Holy Bull today, but let's face it, Rick, we're still 98 days away from the first Saturday in May, and if all things go according to plan, that would be the ultimate goal for Upstart. But what is it specifically that you're looking to see from him later on today?
We want to see a really good effort. There are some nice horses in here. If we win, that'd be wonderful. And we're trying to win this. We're certainly not in a just give him a race mode. He's fit enough to do it while he's not prepared to have the best race of his career. You hope that might be on, the first Saturday in May. But we want to reconfirm his quality. Some horses don't develop from 2 to 3, and that's always in the back of your mind. Although when he's training, you would think that isn't going to be the case here. But you want to see how tractable he is, if he maintains the class that he had early in the year in the paddock, how he reacts to the crowd, all of those things that become more and more important as you get to the bigger races. And, listen, I want to win. I would like to win and have something in reserve so we move forward from this race, and that's the key. If we win today and take 10 steps back, that's not something we're looking forward to do.
What's the biggest change that you've seen in him since we last saw him on the racetrack November 1st?
He's gotten a little thicker, a little more muscle. He was a bit of a leggy horse. He hasn't necessarily gotten any taller. He's filled out. Attitude-wise, he's a really, really inquisitive horse. He looks at everything, and that he's maintained. He's enough of a punk to be cocky, but he's not a bad horse to be around. He can be a bit of a character, but he's just a little bit more polished, a little bit more of a man than he was, as a 2-year-old.
I love the way you describe him, a bit of a punk, just enough of a punk to be cocky. Is that something that you want in your young horses? You want them to have that little bit of a swagger like we see in some athletes?
Yeah, you do as long as it transfers to the afternoon. we've had some nice horses that are ponies that you can put a little kid on and feed them carrots and walk around, and you wonder how they could have enough pump to be a racehorse, and you get them in the afternoon, and they're killers. So what they do in the morning is important, but how it transfers in the afternoon. There are some real brave horses in the morning that are cowards in the afternoon.
Rick Vila Jr. on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Rick, you were on the Derby Trail last year with the brilliant New York bred Samrat. You chose to take the New York route with him, running in the Withers and the Gotham. Talk about the decision to get started in South Florida.
Getting stalls next year. No, I wasn't sure I'd make the Holy Bull. Making it, I think, provides us with kind of 2 weeks of wiggle room. Waiting for New York, you're locked into 4 weeks to the Gotham, 4 weeks to the Wood, and 4 weeks to the Derby. This way, you know, we can come back in 4 weeks to the Fountain of Youth, or we can wait and go to the Gotham in 6 weeks if we think we need an extra couple of weeks, or run in the Fountain of Youth and wait for 6 weeks to go to the Wood, or run back in the Florida Derby and give us an extra couple of weeks to go to the Derby. So, best laid plans. We have a little bit more wiggle room when we get through today. If we need to take a deep breath and skip a breeze or something like that, that might compromise one race. We have some options. So I like that we got here today.
Your only appearance in the Derby was in 2004 with another New York bred, Read the Footnotes. And I kind of strike you, Rick, as the type of person that is going to let the horse take him there as opposed to just running a horse to have a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and Ralph Evans as well. He doesn't need to, get a box at the Derby to get hot and dirty and then wait in traffic to get back to the airport. If we belong, we'll be there. And if it's the right thing to do with Upstart, we'll be there. And if it isn't, we'll do other things with him.
You give a leg up to jockey Jose Ortiz. He's the only rider that Upstart has ever known. Why is he such a good fit for the horse?
I get along with Jose. He's zigging-zagged. He's doing terrific right now in New York. He's a young kid and very, very confident. And I think he learned a lot about Upstart last year. He's got an amazingly long run. He made a really long run in the Funny Side, off the bridle, chasing, and got there. In the Champagne, he made a long run and to separate himself from, the third horse and everything. We got beat that day, but if you watch the race, he kind of launches at almost the 4.5 to stay in the race. And the same thing in the Breeders' Cup. It's a long run around the turn all the way to the wire. That's unusual for most horses, and Jose knows that, and you can take advantage of it. And we'll see how it goes here. He's certainly, he's a leading rider up in New York. He's a good kid, and we're glad to have him.
Rick Vila Jr., like all of our guests who appear on the program, receives a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the racing lifestyle. You can embrace your passion at embracetherace.com. Rick, you keep coming on the show. You're going to own about half of that showroom up there in Saratoga.
Christmas shopping in August.
Rick Vila Jr. Rick, all the best with Upstart, and I'm going to look forward to seeing you when I get back down there to South Florida.
Terrific. Thanks for having me, Mike.
All right, thanks for taking the time.